How these things hop on the ground and they go in the water. They grow from tadpoles. They croak.
Frogs.
And there's another name for them too. So that's the T. You've heard this. T-O-A-D?
Oh, toad. Toad.
Yeah. Now, do you make a distinction between a frog and a toad?
I do, because to me, a toad is a bigger animal or whatever.
Not
an animal.
But you're not a fish either.
So I really don't know what you'd call it.
Okay. These things you put on a hook when you're going fishing.
Worm?
Yeah. How about the kind that these big ones that come out after a rain? Great big ones you see sometimes on the
side. Oh yeah. Well, what are they? I call them large worms.
Okay. Sorry. How about these things you see them out in the country? They have long, slender bodies and they fly around the water. Certain kind of a fly.
Not a spider fly? No.
That's a D. You know the word. D-R-A.
Dragonfly, that's...
And these things, blue points, are what?
Oysters.
And these things fly around and they get in your clothes and they eat holes in them.
Moths.
And one is just a...
Moth.
And these things light up. You see them out in the backyard in the summertime.
Fire bugs, ladybugs.
That's the first time. Name just a few different kinds of stinging bugs.
Well, mosquitoes.
That's the W.
That's the one I'm thinking of. A wasp.
And, all right, any others?
No, I just...
Small fish used for bait.
Sardine?
Yeah, but used for bait. I mean, if you went down to the lake, you might pick up some little... That's an M.
Minnow.
Newton, he resigned today. he quit. These things get in a... A spider weaves a what?
A web.
Would you have a different name for it if it's outdoors? Or indoors?
No, they're all different.
The parts of a tree underground are the...
Roots.
And how about these hard-shelled things that move very slowly on the land, across the land?
Turtle?
Yeah, what? That's it, you know.
A turtle?
Yeah. Now, do you make a distinction between those that live in the land and those that live in the water? Are they all the same?
No, they're all the same to me, because I didn't know there was two.
Some people, we don't have many around here, around outside, but, you know, for instance, tortoises and things like that. But I mean, George Washington chopped down a...
Cherry tree.
And this thing is a vine that grows out in the country and you get a rash from it.
Poison ivy.
Is there another kind too similar to that? Okay. How about here are two different kinds of trees, but I can't possibly get them without you just reading them. This one.
Sycamore. And sumac.